All right, hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone podcast. My name is Eric Jensen. Per usual, we had a little bit of trouble with our recording system at the very end of our episode. So, you will be getting 17 minutes of a show before it cut off. The only part that we really missed is Chris and I agreed that really my 15 through 20 15 through 10 quarterbacks could be mixed and match whichever way you really wanted them to be. And yeah, that was about it. We came to a friendly agreement, made up, and then headed out. We will be back with you tomorrow, hopefully, with our preview show for the week. Sunday night football is tonight. Chris wanted me to tell you guys that he's got the Seahawks. I also have the Seahawks. Not Sunday night football, of course, Thursday night football. So we will see you guys all tomorrow. Hope you guys have an excellent day. Peace out. Hello and welcome to this Thursday edition of the End Zone podcast. My name is Eric Jensen, and if my co-host and I sound slightly groggy, it's because we just woke up. A nice day off for me here in beautiful Salt Lake City, Utah. Getting colder, but one last nice day, maybe to go outside, maybe take a hike, do something like that, enjoy nature, whatever, blah, 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 blah. How you doing, Chris? Any big plans for the day?
Not really. Just to sit around and relax. Take the day kind of easy.
Well, that's a way to live. Take it easy. I just put out a piece on our website about quarterback rankings recently, and we have had a DM feud over it for a little bit, so we thought it might be interesting to bring it onto the podcast, talk about it a little bit, and get into the discussion of why I have certain players where. And I guess we'll start. We aren't going to go through every single player, but we'll start at the bottom. At 33 at the last spot, I usually only go 32, but I was so inspired by this quarterback's bad play. I have Brock Osweiler at 33, and as the worst starting quarterback that has played all year. I think if I had to put him in all of my rankings that I've done this year, I do them every 3 weeks. Go check them out. There's a week three and a week six. Brock Osweiler would be 32 every single time. Did I get that right at least?
I agree. He's the worst back in the league right now.
Moving up a little bit to some podcast favorites, Jay Cutler is listed at 29. I don't think he's played awful. Last week I had Matt Moore slash Jay Cutler ranked at 30, so they moved up one. But I don't know, he just doesn't get me all that excited. He can play well against bad defenses, but he's only got a few more bad defenses to play against. Do you think I have, what do you think about your boyfriend Jay Cutler?
My boyfriend. I think that's a fair spot. I think I'd probably move him up some because he did have a good week last week. Because I know you did do rankings last week, I believe. Did you do rankings last week, or you did them
No,
on week
I
six?
do them every I
Awesome.
do them
3 weeks.
every 3 weeks, yeah.
I guess it's a fair spot. You did move him up one. Because of he did have a very good week last week. Because we were both talking about it on the podcast last Sunday. I'll give you that one. That's a fair spot.
Moving on to our next quarterback that we have on this list is Brett Hundley. Where do you think about what how do you think what do you think about where I have him?
Well, I think I think the spotting's fair. Actually, you might even move him down some because he just hasn't played well at all. But I didn't expect him to play well. I didn't expect Green Bay to be good without Aaron Rodgers. So at 26, the quarterbacks behind him, I think, might be a little better. But I'm not going to disagree with spotting right now. Yeah, I'll give you that one.
For me, that was mainly just because the sample size has been pretty yeah. small. He does kind of have to show me something, though.
Yeah, he could end up being one of the worst in the league, but right now, there's too small a sample size to say for sure that Jay Cutler's better or worse, or C.J. Beathard, or Drew Stanton. It's fair for right now. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt and say he's better than those guys, but it's no definite.
Yeah, and I'd just like to say I thought that they could maybe win like 7 games with him.
It doesn't look like it.
I don't think they can. I think that I don't think it's necessarily his fault, because I think one of the things that no one really said was when Aaron Rodgers was using his brilliant pocket escapability, it was because that offensive line is really bad. Yeah. And the fact that their receivers and the fact that he had to make such tight window throws is because his receivers are old and can't really get open anymore. Minus Davante Adams. Randall Cobb's getting up there. Jordy Nelson isn't what he used to be. I don't know. I just feel like maybe we Aaron Rodgers masked a little bit of how bad that offense is and how little they've improved over the years.
Well, Brett Hundley's never going to beat Green Bay's expectations, because the expectations in Green Bay are, I wouldn't say they're expectations, but he's not going to meet the goals of Green Bay. He will never meet the goals of Green Bay. I'll tell you that right now, because the goals are Aaron Rodgers. That's how you have to play if you're going to meet at Green Bay's goals. And we don't need to make him compare him to Aaron Rodgers, or he's going to be the worst quarterback in the league. I mean, so we have to watch what scale we use on him, because sometimes I think people can get to where they use the Aaron Rodgers scale, and there's just no way you can do that.
Yeah, I think that for me, the next quarterback on this list, that if you told me I'd be putting him this high in August, I'd say you were crazy. I have Blake Bortles at 19, and you think that's a little low.
Yeah, he's had a very good season this year. But it's not really that you have him too low. It's the people that you have ahead of him. I don't think Jacoby Brissett this year is a better quarterback than Blake Bortles. Blake Bortles has shown much more consistency. And even Derek Carr, I would probably put Derek Carr ahead of Blake Bortles. But I think it's a little low. I don't think it's like 5 rankings low. It's just, I think he's around that 17 to 18, maybe even 16 range.
Yeah. For me, the reason I have Brissett higher is probably a bit of personal bias, mainly because I like Brissett more than Bortles. I'd say probably at this point, they're about the same player, but I don't think that Jacoby Brissett is a liability to lose you a game by throwing some kind of killer pick, and I think that may be one of the problems that Blake Bortles has.
Right, and yes, I mean, if you base it off of what we've seen in the past, definitely, I would definitely agree. But right now, just the way I've seen both quarterbacks play, I just think Blake Bortles is put on a little better of a show than Jacoby Brissett. And maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, and maybe I'm not considering Indianapolis in general is a bad team with a bad offensive line, with just bad almost all around. But I think I'd have to put Blake Bortles ahead of them.
I don't know. I put Brissett there because I don't know if you saw it, but Sunday Brissett had that beautiful deep pass to T.Y. Hilton for a touchdown, and you just don't see that from Blake Bortles. And I know that he's probably capable of it, but I feel like Brissett's more confident. He doesn't make as many mistakes, and he can be more of a threat than Blake Bortles can be.
I would, and that's the problem, is Blake Bortles does tend to make mistakes more than most quarterbacks. Because if you look right now, he has 10 touchdowns to 5 interceptions, which isn't bad. It's better than a lot of quarterbacks like that rating, touchdown to interception rating. But still, I don't consider him better than those quarterbacks. Which we'll talk about in a minute.
The other reason I think I have him there is because Blake Bortles has been a game manager, and we say that badly, but for Blake Bortles, that's a really good thing because he was a game wrecker for his team last year, where he was going to lose them games. This year, he's learned not to force the ball as much. Having a good running game's helped him. And I think when people load the box against them because they're afraid of Leonard Fournette, Blake Bortles can take advantage of that because he has a little bit more confidence and he can throw downfield more accurately now. But I just think both these guys are game managers. I just think Jacoby Brissett's a little bit better of a game manager.
Right, and I believe that's a fair statement.
Moving on to 10, to 15 to 10, which we have just an interesting tidbit. I have Case Keenum at 16. I kind of thought that was too low. Is that too low?
Case Keenum at 16. I wouldn't say it's too low. Maybe so. Maybe Derek Carr's better. I don't know, I think that's the right spot for Case Keenum. I don't think it's a bad spot.
Here's an outside question. Yesterday, Teddy Bridgewater got activated. Do you think he's going to play this Sunday?
Nope. I think they'll give him another Sunday if they'll give him another week of preparation, and then he'll play the next week. I just don't see him starting now.
Okay. But you think he'll start within the next 3 weeks?
Oh yeah. Within the next 3 weeks, I think he'll start next week. Maybe the week after, but I've seen it's looking like next week. I don't think this week will happen, but it might. I'm not saying it won't, but I just don't see it.
Moving on to 15 through 12, I have Matt Ryan at 15. Josh McCown, another quarterback where if you told me he'd be a top 15 quarterback at this point, I might have totally ignored you. At 14, he's been moving up the rankings steadily throughout the year. I think he started in week 3 at 26, and then last week 6, he was up at 19, and this week at 14. Ben Roethlisberger at 13, and Matthew Stafford at 12, and Philip Rivers at 11. What do you think here?
In general, this is a very tight window between 11 and 15. It's so tight that I couldn't even, like, there's not a real argument you can make for each of these quarterbacks up or down. I think Matt Ryan might be the better of Josh McCown and Ben Roethlisberger, but we haven't seen that, so I can't say that definitively and put Matt Ryan at 13 or 12. It's not really 11 through 15 is not what I have a problem with.
Right.
And you
All
know
right. Let's get to it. At 10, I have Cam Newton, and you think that that's, I don't know what.
ridiculous.
Okay, you think it's ridiculous, but where would you have Cam Newton?
Below the quarterbacks we just talked about, 10, 11 through 15,
You'd have him below 15.
I'd have him right at 15, 14, 15.
You think Matt Ryan is playing better than Cam Newton? Did you watch the game Sunday?
But it's not just about one game, though. I mean,
Have you watched? Yes. You know why he was playing badly? Because he was fighting through a right shoulder injury and he still figured out a way to win his team a game. The reason Cam Newton is at 10 for me, and I know you don't like to say it, but he's very. He, I know you don't like to account for rushing in a quarterback for some odd reason.
I didn't say I don't like to account for it. I said I
But
don't.
let
It's
me tell
not the
you,
only thing.
he's literally their entire offense. He leads the team in rushing yards, and he's their passing quarter. I get that he's thrown interceptions, but he always throws interceptions, and he's winning his team games when it counts, whereas Matt Ryan is playing like a game manager and not and overthrowing Julio Jones in the end zone before Julio Jones dropped that pass. There was a play in that game where Jones was open, wide open in the end zone, and Matt Ryan overthrew him. I think he's a middle of the road quarterback. Josh McCown is good, but I did not want to put him at 10 because I knew I'd get murdered, but I don't see why I couldn't put him at 10. I think he's doing well. Ben Roethlisberger, at this point in his career, is a game manager. Now, he's a high-quality game manager. He's like the Ferrari of game managers, but he's a game manager. And Matthew Stafford can't score in the red zone, whereas Cam Newton can. And Philip Rivers, I could put him at 10, but I knew you would hate that. And for some reason, that factored into me putting him there. So if I had to redo it to make you happy, I'd put Rivers at 10 and Newton at 11, but Newton is not worse than 12.
Okay, so I have you said that Newton's been winning them games, but I don't think it's just Newton. I think it's more along the lines of the defense is playing better than it is Newton.
The
'Cause Newton.
Falcons defense is playing the best it has in years, and Matt Ryan is and the offense is holding them back. Cam Newton is able to take advantage of that. That's why he's better suited than all these quarterbacks. A big part of quarterbacking is if you can win the game.
Cam Newton's had more bad games than he has good games. I will say that. And that is why I'm saying I don't think Newton belongs in the top 10 or in at the 10 spot. Now, is he better than Matt Ryan? You could argue. I'm not arguing that. I'm just arguing that the Matt Staffords, the Philip Rivers, and even maybe Ben Roethlisberger. I think Ben Roethlisberger's played more like Cam Newton as far as the whole general thought goes. I think Newton's more like a 13, 14 range. Like I said, as far as the other two, Josh McCown maybe he's playing better football than Cam Newton. Sometimes he is, not all the time, of course. But I just don't see how somebody with the completion rating season overall under 7 or under 60% can be put in, and not just that, it's he has more interceptions than he does touchdowns. He has 11, 10 touchdowns to 11 interceptions. Passing is just can't get over.